Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I was reading a really interesting piece today in the Irish Times, columnist Justine McCarthy, and she's talking about using the term girls to refer to women and whether or not it's belittling to refer to a grown woman, now people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, as girls. Is it belittling? And I'd love to hear people's thoughts on this today. We were chatting about it in the office a little earlier. I don't think I'm overly bothered if people refer to me as a girl. Or I think it really depends on the context and the tone of the sentence and how it's used. Like, I know at home, like, we kind of have a little bit of a running joke in our house where often from time to time we would refer to people as girl. And I think it's because an awful lot of people in the north call each other girls, and maybe that's where it's come from. I know people in Cork tend to refer to people as girl as well, but I wonder, are people put out by this? Writer and broadcaster Barbara Scully is with me on the line today. Barbara, would you be bothered if you referred to as a girl?
Yeah, well, I'm significantly older than you are, Mrs. So, I definitely would. But this is something that has been annoying me for a long time.
Why?
Because a girl refers to a child. Once you're over 18, you're an adult, generally. And a girl is a very reductive. Now, I do agree with you. It depends on the context. I would not be, you know, beyond saying, we're having a girls' night out.
Absolutely.
Or the girls'
weekend away.
When I'm referring to my own daughters, who are all adults, you know, and I'll refer to them as the girls. But in a work situation or in a kind of a more formal situation where you wouldn't use the term boy to describe a man, then yes, I have a problem. It is reductive. And it is, again, part of the patriarchal society in which we live that we don't see that. For example, my husband, I took a long time in trying to train him out of the habit of, he'd come back from a day's work where he might have been in a company and he'd say, oh, and I met a very nice girl on reception. And I'd be like, oh, right, are they employing kids? And he'd be like, what? And I'm like, the girl on reception. If there was a guy manning reception or a man, you wouldn't call him the boy on reception. You don't go into the accounts department and say, well, I spoke to the boy in charge of accounts. So I said, don't use the word girl when you're referring to an adult woman. It is woman. But I find that men in particular have a real problem with actually saying woman, because he then used to come home and get that rabbit in the headlights look when I knew he was about to say the girl somewhere.
Yeah.
Or the PR girl. And then he'd go, oh, no, I can't say girl. And he'd go, lady, the PR lady.
Lady.
And I'd be like, lady, would you say the PR gentleman? No. Well, then don't say the PR. Why can't you say woman? And, like, what is the problem with referring to women as women? It is a much more powerful phrase. I don't want to be reduced. I never wanted to be. I mean, God be with, gone are the days that anybody really refers to me as a girl. But I would, you know, this would have been something that would have been bothered me for a long time. I am a grown woman. I am an adult woman. And you know the other thing that annoys me, which is related.
Go on, get it off your chest now.
Yeah, you've started me off now.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm climb on a soapbox here at the other end of the phone. The other thing that annoys me is you go into somewhere where, or you go online and you have to fill in your form with your personal details, and women get three options for your title. They get Miss, M-I-S-S, they get Mrs., and they get Miss, Ms. So why is our marital status of any importance in a situation where a man is just gets to tick either Mr. and that's it? Why are women have to decide, are you Miss, M-I-S-S, which again to me is how you address a child, or M-S, which is what it should be, and Mrs. I remember a poor guy, I remember when I was started being a customer at Specsavers and the poor manager down the shop, because he said to me, and is it Miss or Mrs.? And I said, what has that got to do with anything? And he went, what? And I said, what has that got to do with anything? I am a woman. Put me down as Ms. But he said, you could take off the other two, and it infuriates me all the time.
Yeah.
Once you start to see these things, they annoy you. Like,
yeah,
really annoy you.
It's funny when you say that. Yeah, the more I think about it. Listener here says, I'm 49 and last week when working at the election, an older man said, good girl, thanks, to me when I helped
there
him find
go.
His correct polling station. Yeah, but you see, the fact she even says it's an older man, like, I wouldn't bother me. Like, the amount
That's
of people
no,
I talk
you,
to every day on the radio and they'd often
probably,
say good girl or this, it wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
Oh, God. I would absolutely lose my my stuff really? Altogether. No, I really would. Because it is reductive, Andrea. And I mean, you're probably somebody who's, you know, you're used to public speaking, you're on the radio, blah, 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 blah. But I think subtly it undermines us as women if you're referred to as a child, which is what you are being referred to. Now, as I say, it depends on the context. Mm. But that woman was working at the elections and some guy said to her, you know, good girl. I tell you, he'd be, you know, he'd be lucky to get out of that attacker.
Well, I know it's a really common, well, I think it's quite a common thing in Cork. Joe O'Shea is with me on the line today. Of course, Joe is the editor of corkbio.ie. Joe, are you guilty of calling us girls?
Yeah, how's it going, girl? No, good to talk to you today. Well, if you have a problem with being called girl, do not come to Cork. Stay well away from Cork. Because it's a real cultural thing here. And not just girl, it's girl and boy. Everybody, how's it going, girl? How's it going, boy? And you'd hear pensioners use that to each other. You know, and my grandaunt, I was talking to her the other day, and I rang her up and said, how's it going, girl? You know, and so it's, I can understand why people would be annoyed, why women would be annoyed about it. I'm not trying to kind of like condone it or whatever, but I'm just, I will try and explain it. It's a cultural thing in Cork and in Ireland as well. Now, if you go to West Cork, you could be called Girleen. I don't know, that might be even more annoying. But like, I would actually say if I went to like, you know, we're talking about receptionists, there was a lovely girl in reception. If I went to, let's say, I don't know, garage or somewhere I needed help and was a guy there, I'd say those are nice lads there.
I'd say that as well.
Yeah.
Nice lads. Talking to the lad in the garage.
Yes, the lad in the garage. So I don't think it's never meant as an insult. It's never meant to belittle people. I can understand why, you know, some women be very sensitive about it.
Yeah.
But in Ireland, I think you can't be oversensitive about things like this. I had major issues when I was living and working in London, calling people girl and calling people boy. All the time, right? And I was in work meetings where I'd say, you know, okay, we can get the lads to look after that. And somebody would say to me, excuse me, what do you mean? You know, there's women on the team as well. And I had to explain that in Ireland, we'd say lads or even guys to mean men and women. Mm. It just means, you know, the people that I work with, the lads that I work with, the guys that I work with, you know? So, like I said, it's a cultural thing, and it's certainly a thing that maybe men of a certain age in Ireland will do a lot as well. And I don't think there's any harm meant whatsoever.
So it's very much a Cork thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you'll hear it. Like, I mean, I would have said it to my late mother, you know, if I was on the phone. I'd say, how's it going, girl? You know, I mean, it's a casual thing. And yeah. I would have said to my dad as well, how's it going, boy? You know, and it's like I said, it's very ingrained in me, but I find myself now having to check myself quite a lot, especially
depending
if I'm talking to people
who
are from Cork.
Yeah,
yeah, especially.
And Barbara, just out of curiosity, because for me, and I can understand in some instances why people would be put out, or maybe if it was in a debate, or, you know, maybe it's the context or how it's used. But for the example that Joe was given there of even phoning or calling his grandaunt and referring to her as, you know, how are you getting on, girl? Like,
that is completely different. If this was just something in Ireland, Joe would have a point, but it's not. And I know Cork people, and I love Cork people. I'm just back from West Cork, and I'll be back down there in a couple of weeks' time. And I lived in Cork, and I know it is a cultural thing in Cork, but it's equal. In other words, you call women girls, and you call men boys. That is completely different. And this is something that is not an Irish phenomenon. Women get referred to as girls around the world. I did some research before the piece, and there's articles in newspapers from America and in the American media and in British media about grown women being referred to as girls. So it is a cultural thing in Cork in a casual way to refer to people as girl or girline, and that's absolutely fine. But in a work context, if you walk into an office and you refer to a woman that you're dealing with in the office who's an adult woman as a girl, that is insulting, it's patronising, it's patriarchal, and it's reductive. And men have to realise that. And just because we've always done it doesn't mean that it's right.
That's right.
We need to change that. And the fact Joe also mentioned about calling lads for a mixed group of men and women. Again, that's because originally, not so long ago, it would have been all lads. But the language hasn't changed, even though now women have stepped up and have taken part. And that's what annoys me.
Rebecca, are you insulted or would you be annoyed if you were referred to as girl?
I think it's exactly as Barbara said. It is entirely dependent on the context and the situation. And my business, where we have a lot of fantastic women working for us of different ages, and they actually refer to themselves as the girls. But again, I think it's when you own it and you're choosing to do that yourself, like we're going to go on a girls' weekend, we're going to go on a girls' night out. It's a very different thing than if you are, if someone else is referring it to you. And it's exactly as Barbara says, particularly in a professional situation. And I have been called girl in a professional situation, and you do. It is belittling, and you do feel they're not taking me seriously. They are, you know, diminishing my importance in this situation by using the word girl. And no, it's not always intentional. But you know what? Sometimes it is, and that has to stop. But I think, as we've said in all of these contexts, the vernacular and the kind of informal referring to each other as, you know, within a group when it's you're part of the group or whatever else, that's a very different thing. So we have, you know, if we've a couple of, well, actually, I was talking to my mum about this just earlier, and she was saying, you know, I love it when I come down and we say that it's the girls going out. She's in her 70s, and she said, it's brilliant. It makes us feel young, and it keeps us going. We love to be referred to as that, but it's themselves, and they're doing it themselves, and they're owning it, if you like, and they're taking the positives out of it. Whereas in a work situation, as Barbara said, it isn't appropriate at all, and it is reductive, and that's the problem with it.
It does kind of make me feel sometimes a little bit younger, though, when people call me girl. You know, as opposed to the lady, like, or you know, the woman. I don't know why it makes me.
Yeah, no, and again, that can be a positive thing or it can be a negative thing. So, I mean, that's the whole point of it. Girl is a younger term than a woman or a lady. And so, you know, if you want to be feeling younger, maybe it's a good thing. If you don't, it's not. And that, again, is context dependent.
Yeah, listener here says, I'm a blow into Waterford and love its standard greeting in Waterford. It's well boy or well girl. It's not just a Cork thing, Andrea. When I was first introduced to my now husband, my Waterford mother, he was amused when she said, well boy, for hello. I've asked my colleagues in the office, do they mind being called girls, this listener says. Absolutely not. They love it. Yeah. Makes them feel younger as well. What about you, Sinead? Like, do you mind, or would you mind being called girl?
I think I'm agreeing with everybody else that it is very much the context of who is using it, and also their intent and tone, which makes or breaks it. I mean, I was literally going to say that at the start of the sentence here with, if the girls call me, yeah, sure, we're all part of the girls socially. But in a work context, then, especially if somebody uses it in a tone that's implying that I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm not old enough or I'm not experienced enough, then that's absolutely
like a silly, like you're, you know, silly little girl, nearly that
exactly,
kind of reference. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure. What but would you know, nearly?
Yeah, but I have to say, in my work situation, everybody is very friendly and very upbeat, and it passes here because the tone and the intent is as friendly as in any social situation. But if we were in a professional meeting with clients and so on, then God, no, you'd never use the word girl. It would be, well, it'd probably be first name basis as opposed to any generic reference like that. But on the making you feel younger and those situations, yeah, I don't object. I'm not offended. There was one day somebody called me madam and I had no idea if I should be offended or not. I was like, God.
Madam. There's something very, to me, madam nearly sounds kind of wicked and official, doesn't it?
It's, I mean, officially, it's a very respectful term, but I think at this day and age, it's like, you call me old?
Yeah.
What?
Mairead has got in touch on that point actually as well, Sinead. She says, madam, it's the worst of them all. Another listener here makes the point, if you're now hitting out at our culture in Cork, we are all boys and girls down here. People are too precious. And it comes in from Chris, who's a boy from County Cork as well. Great message here actually, Joe, that has come in from a listener, you know, talking about like the Ladies Gaelic Football Association. Even look at the Irish women's soccer team, the girls in green.
Yeah, I know. And again, it's part of our culture where we are. But I mean, these days, every day is a learning day when it comes to, every day is a school day when it comes to this kind of stuff. And I'm not actually, I don't have a problem with that because I got pulled up on something recently, which I realized that a lot of men do. And I hadn't really thought about it before. But it was a discussion about, you know, women and about patriarchal society and all that kind of stuff. And I started off with, well, as the father of a young girl, and I got really badly pulled up on that. And I think it was fair enough because I was basically saying I wouldn't really care about this. But if I didn't have a daughter myself, or I'm an expert on this because I have a daughter and I know women. So, like I said, I think to be fair to Irish men of all ages, I think we're more aware of these things these days. And I think that most Irish men do make an effort and do try to be respectful. It's just sometimes you can't help it. You're just used to saying, how's it going, girl? And
yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Our foreman always refers to us on the crew as boys, says this listener, and always refers to us individually as good boy, good boy. We reckon it's because he reared four boys, all sons, and I'm 50. Ray makes the point, I was watching the athletics this week and the wonderful athletes refer to themselves as the girls. He's right. I actually noticed that in the post-race interview. I'm 60 and from Cork, and I love when men call me boy or lad. Keep them coming into us, 087 1400 106. That's all, as always, the WhatsApp number. Joe O'Shea is the editor of CorkBio.ie, writer and broadcaster Barbara Scully, Rebecca and Sinead, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. I have to say that was a great entertainment.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.